Larry Colmus, the voice of racing, is with us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. About time you got up, my friend.
I've been up, you know. I just had better things to do.
That's easily done.
Yeah, but we can't argue with you there.
I figured you were probably making your oatmeal.
I already had that. I was roaming around. I had the phone turned off for some reason. I think it's an automatic thing, knowing that Mike might call me.
It's funny. Tom Durkin never blew us off for an interview.
Well, you know, I'd probably know you a little bit better. That's probably why.
Yeah, and he's always available now.
Well, look, 1 week away from Saratoga, actually less than a week away from opening day. And, you know, so many great things. We were just talking about some of the highlights that we can look forward to seeing. But, Larry, this will be your third meet calling races at the Spa. Tell me about the experience of being the announcer at a track like Saratoga.
Really, there's nothing quite like it. I mean, as a guy growing up, you know, as a racing fan and as an announcer since I was 18, it's something you dream about. And, of course, for years I was calling at Monmouth Park, and I would make trips up to Saratoga on Mondays. It's the only time I could ever go. And I remember just walking around and thinking, hey, maybe one day, who knows? And then when that day actually happened, when I got the job as the voice of NYRA, it was just like, out of a movie. You know, you walk in and you've got this feeling like, wow, you know, I'm actually the announcer at Saratoga. And it's just an amazing thing. In my opinion, there's just nothing better than being there. It's just it's the epitome of what racing's all about. It's not only the best racing, but, you know, what really makes Saratoga is the people. Because when you go in, I mean, you've got everybody who's already laid out their stuff outside and got their picnic tables ready, and everybody is just so into it. And I just love every minute about being there.
You tweeted out earlier this week, you called it heaven on earth. And I thought, you know, of all the places that you've called and your involvement with the sport for so many years, it must really be special to you.
It really is. I mean, you know, every once in a while people are like, you know, don't diss Belmont Park. And I, you know, I don't. You know, it's like Belmont is so cool and there's so much history there. But the difference is there's so many more people at the track every day. There's just something about Saratoga where people just want to be there. And there is nothing like an on-track crowd to make things better. And you just don't see that too much anymore. There's a few tracks out there that get that big attendance. And when you see that, and especially like in my booth at Saratoga, where I'm at Belmont, I'm upstairs all by myself. And then at Saratoga, I'm in the middle of everything. I've got a window to the right and a door that opens, and I look out into the dining room, and I hear all the ambient sound coming from there and then the crowd below that. And it's just so cool to be a part of that. You're like in a fishbowl up there, and it's just so, so neat. And I really can't wait to be up there on Friday and get things going.
Talking with NYRA and NBC announcer Larry Colmus here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Larry, how about some of the personal highlights for you over the course of the past couple of seasons at Saratoga? What moments really stand out?
Well, I mean, I think to me, my one highlight was actually not involving a race itself, but was when I finally got a chance to meet an American Pharoah the day before he ended up losing the Travers, and I take partial responsibility for that.
Baffert says total responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually got a chance to go back there after he had that workout in front of 18,000 people the day before, and went back to the barn, and, you know, all of a sudden Bob Baffert just hands me his lead, and I'm just holding the Triple Crown winner all by myself. I'm like, is this really happening? So that's something I'll never forget. You know, you've got the Travers last year with Arrowgate. I mean, breaking the track record was one of the most amazing things you'd ever want to see. I don't think I'll ever forget the maiden win by Jess's Dream in my first year there. The Rachel Alexandra baby who debuted as a 3-year-old for Kieran McLaughlin and came from absolutely nowhere to win that race, never to be seen again, of course. But it was pretty impressive that day. And you know, obviously the first day is always huge. And the crowd joins you to say they're off at Saratoga for the first race. It's just the neatest thing, and I look forward to that every year. But there's so many highlights. The Travers itself, when even though you love American Pharoah, the excitement of when Keen Ice managed to beat him and the way that race set up and just the whole day. It's just one thing after another at that place. It's all great.
You know, you mentioned that tradition and it was a tradition that was started by your predecessor, Tom Durkin, having the crowd join in to say, and they're off at Saratoga. It was very important to you to carry on that tradition and to continue that way. How come?
I just always loved it. I mean, we would be, every year I'd be in the publicity office at Monmouth Park, getting ready to call the races at Monmouth that day, but we'd all gather around at Saratoga, for that first race at Saratoga and just wait for that moment. And I remember Tom would always say the same thing. I didn't want to do that because, you don't want to be a total copycat, but he would always say, okay, folks, let's light this candle. And that would be the signal to, here we go, And I think it's just the coolest way to kick it off. And like I said, the thing about Saratoga, it's the people. The people make that place. And, they should be a part of that first race. And I just thought it was the neatest thing. I'm like, hey, we're going to continue to do that. And people asked me over and over on Twitter if that was going to happen. I'm like, you better believe it. We'll definitely do it.
Yeah, I think your point about the crowd is really spot on. You know, it's like a baseball game. If you go to a baseball game and there's only 3,000 people sitting in the stands, it's not that great. But when the stadium's packed and everybody's into it, and that really hit home for me when you said that, because that's the way Saratoga is. I mean, Saturdays at Saratoga, there's really nothing like them. Everybody wants to be there. Most people couldn't wait to get there. They've been waiting for it all year. It's just a feeling that you don't get at other racetracks. I mean, they have big days at Del Mar and Keeneland sometimes, and they're nice, but Saratoga is like a place where everybody wants to go. Everybody wants to see the races and be seen there. It's just a really cool atmosphere.
And they're all smiling and everybody's in a good mood. I mean, it's the only place where you're like, you can lose money and be happy. It's just so
I'm living proof.
So I walk out of there, and this happens on literally a regular basis, especially on the weekends. I'll come down after the last race, walk down the steps out of the booth, and then head toward the exits. But before I leave, I tell you, there's so many times when people say, hey, Larry, you want to have a beer with us? And I'm like, yeah, why not? Races are over. And, you sit and talk to people, and we talk about all the great races that happened that day. I mean, you just don't get that anywhere else. It's just a really, really cool thing.
And just to have money at the end of the day to buy a beer, because it's not cheap.
It's usually beer that they brought in at the beginning of the day that's still around.
Oh, there you go.
He's Larry Colmus. He doesn't buy a beer. People are buying him drinks.
I know, but if they have money left at the end of the day, Graveyard of Champions, et cetera, et cetera.
Larry, where does having me as a roommate for the meet rank among your highlights at Saratoga?
Yeah, I like the word rank when it comes to that. That's pretty appropriate. What can I say? I don't want to say it's a bad thing, but it's just one of those things that I have to deal with. Saratoga isn't perfect. We'll put it that way.
When does the Silver Oak arrive?
Hopefully, very soon. I'm gonna have a good selection for us. And hopefully, it won't be gone because I hear you don't like it, Saratoga, as much as you used to. You're coming later this year. I don't know what that's all about.
Hey, we have people that can take care of things for us now. We got the Big A, who's going to be on site, which will be kind of cool. Looking forward to having him up there.
Yeah, the Big A can definitely take care of things. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So let me just tell this story very quickly. We have to get to a commercial break, but I mentioned Silver Oak, which if people don't know, it is a brand of wine and a very high-end wine, which Larry happens to like. Larry, a wine connoisseur, somewhat of a wine connoisseur anyway. And I always used to hate wine. I was a beer drinker. I was raised as a beer drinker. When I went to Saratoga and started living with Larry Colmus, he turned me on to good wine. And now I can't drink anything else but good wine. So, Larry, thanks for that, man.
Yeah, Michelle's not too happy about that. I know that the wine bills have certainly gone up.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cocktail bills have gone down and his wine bills have gone up. So his tax accountant's very happy.
Larry, looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Enjoy opening day next week. And thanks for spending a little time with us this morning, my friend.
You got it. Have fun.